Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's a renewed debate over the way Massachusetts orders people to addiction treatment. At issue is more than $20 million in the proposed House budget for treatment inside jails and prisons. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The funds would go to programs in jails and prisons where people are involuntarily committed to addiction treatment. Under the state law called Section 35, a judge can order someone to treatment if their substance use is considered dangerous. Among those urging lawmakers to reconsider the funding is Emily Smith of Hingham. She went to court earlier this year to commit her brother to treatment for his drug use.
We didn't realize he was going to be sent to prison. The first time he called me days after being there, he was so upset and so mad at us. He said, "Why did you throw me in jail?"
Her brother, 35-year-old Chris Hiltz, was sent to the Massachusetts Alcohol and Substance Abuse Center, or MASAC, in the state prison in Plymouth. It's one of two correctional facilities that take men involuntarily committed to treatment. The other is in the Hampton County Jail. Hiltz spent 32 days in Plymouth.
The worst experience of my life. I'll be honest, I've been to many detoxes. I've been to a lot of mental health places. I've never in my life experienced this. I should not have experienced this.
Hiltz was released last month. He says he was dropped off at a homeless shelter, but there was no bed for him, and he says he then relapsed.
They did relapse. Place made me want to do more drugs. Place got me more depressed.
Hiltz and his sister joined advocates outside the statehouse yesterday supporting two budget amendments that would eliminate the funding to correctional facilities that take Section 35. They would also require that the state ensure there are enough Section 35 beds overseen by either the Department of Public Health or Mental Health, not by county sheriffs or the Department of Correction. The amendments were filed by State Representative Ruth Balzer.
I don't believe we should put more precious state dollars into archaic and I would even say inhumane institutions. But at the same time, we need the legislation to require that Health and Human Services set up the appropriate programs for these seriously addicted individuals.
Balzer was a member of a commission that issued a report 3 years ago recommending that the state stop using correctional facilities for Section 35. But some family members of those addicted told the commission that taking away their loved ones' civil liberties may have saved their lives. In 2016, after a lawsuit, the state stopped committing women to prison for treatment. A similar suit is pending involving men. Neither the Department of Correction nor the Hampton County Sheriff responded to requests for comment about the budget. The House budget debate begins next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.